This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope today something incredible happens for you today. I hope that. I believe that. I declare that to be your day today. Today, something incredible is going to happen for you. So here's the thing. We all know about this thing called social media. Unless you've been living under a rock or for some reason you believe that the internet is going to give you personally a virus, you probably have social media accounts of one form or another. And as a business, they become so important and so impactful to the way that we run our business. So we've talked on different things about how to use Twitter, how to use Facebook, how to use YouTube videos to bring more traffic into your site. Today we want to focus specifically on LinkedIn. I think sometimes LinkedIn tends to, you know, get the redheaded stepchild approach from a lot of people, and it really is a powerful and impactful tool, especially as a business person. It is a great way to create relationships as well as to form contacts and leads with other business people. I want to remind you that LinkedIn is intended to be a business-to-business platform. So it's not, you know, so much for catching up on, you know, kids you went to college with or, you know, just keeping up on the grandkids or those kind of thing. LinkedIn is specifically designed to be a business-to-business social media platform for professionals. So I hope that as you're listening today as a thriving entrepreneur, that you've got out pen and paper and you're ready to be able to take some notes and really join in the conversation as we talk about LinkedIn. To help me with this today, I am joined by Mike Sheila of Mike Sheila Consulting, and he is going to talk to us today specifically about how to effectively and impactfully use LinkedIn with our business. Mike Sheila from Mike Sheila Consulting. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
I am well, Steve. Thank you for having me on your program. Really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day here on a Monday morning that we're recording to share with people some really exciting stuff. So tell us a little bit about you and what's got you to this point so far.
All right. I have been a sales professional since 1995, right out of college. I got a job selling. And since 1999, I've been in technology sales. And like most people, I did it the old-fashioned way when I was a lot younger. I would get a list of 100 or 200 businesses to call, and I would smile and dial and make phone calls and do my prospecting and collect business cards, and that would translate into appointments, and appointments would translate into sales. And I was very successful with that. And what I've found over the last 5 years or so is – particularly for my industry and many others as well, when it comes to selling, the customer is a lot more sophisticated. They don't take every phone call that comes across their desk, and you have to be very creative to find ways to get in front of a potential client. And a friend of mine had introduced me to LinkedIn back in 2006, and when I first got my profile on LinkedIn, I was a lot like the typical LinkedIn user. I had a profile, maybe I had a profile picture, maybe I had all of my job information, but I didn't use it. I didn't engage it. I didn't leverage it for the incredibly valuable tool that it is. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I really made that mental decision to say, this is a great way for me to be successful in sales. And I leveraged it, and I became very successful. And it occurred to me that I taught myself how to use LinkedIn and have become very proficient with it. And I know a lot of people either don't have the confidence to use it, they don't see the value to use it. And I act as a catalyst. I like to evangelize for LinkedIn, is how I put it, that people can better understand how to really get more effectiveness out of it and make themselves more successful in their business.
Okay, so let's start off from the very basics. Explain to people who either have a LinkedIn account and don't know that they do, or don't have one, what is LinkedIn and what's its purpose?
LinkedIn is a professional social media platform. It allows you to create a professional profile that people can view to determine if they would like to seek you out for your expertise, to seek you out for something that their business needs. It's also a place where a lot of recruiters will go to find qualified applicants for positions that they're trying to fill. And that's kind of how LinkedIn began. It was largely considered a resume bulletin board by many people. And there's a component of that to it, and there's an important component of that to LinkedIn. But really, it is your professional social media platform. It allows you to have a professional voice and reach an audience in a professional environment.
Okay. So what is then the big difference between LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook? Those are probably the three big ones, so let's stick with those.
Sure. I think the biggest difference is the almost exclusive focus on that business-to-business relationship. For example, I have a Twitter account, I have a Facebook account, and the majority of my Facebook connections are people that I've met professionally, but I don't necessarily talk about professional things on Facebook. You know, I talk about taking my kids to field hockey practice, or I talk about going to dinner with my wife. Facebook is a much more personal and social, not to say that it doesn't have a business component, but it's a much more friendly application for developing those kinds of things. You know, humor is used a lot on Facebook. And Twitter is kind of the same way. Twitter gives you great access to the stars in your life, the sports legends, the movie actors, and you can follow a whole bunch of trends within Twitter. With LinkedIn, you really is that business-to-business relationship. You know, I tell people all the time that, you know, Facebook is kind of lunchtime at school, and LinkedIn is the classroom time. That's really where you do the work. That's really where you develop, where you build professional relationships for the purpose of finding your next job or finding your next client.
So basically what you're saying then is that everybody should have a LinkedIn page for their business.
Absolutely, and they should have an individual profile for themselves as well.
Okay. And so what would be the difference on LinkedIn between the approach you take personally versus the approach you take, you know, for your business? Or is there a difference?
There is a difference, and it's subtle. For example, I have a lot of people that I'm not directly connected to that follow my business page. In other words, I go to a networking event and I meet 10 new people. I'm going to send them invitations to connect on LinkedIn because I want to build that relationship for future opportunities for us to help one another. With your LinkedIn business page, you're putting out information that's thought leadership for your industry that helps promote your business. And the people that follow your page, they decide, that's a little bit more like Twitter, where they decide to do that. They don't necessarily know you, but maybe they saw an update from somebody else and said, oh, I'd like to follow that company. That company's doing something interesting. And certainly the larger the company, the larger your following will be because of how well your name's already known. So it helps to build name brand recognition as well.
And you want your brand, you as your brand, as well as your company's brand, to be known so that you not only have the like and trust factor that we talk about a lot, but remember the first part of that is know, like, and trust. So people need to know who you are, and connecting with them on LinkedIn is a great way to be able to do that. You are listening to your host, Steve Kidd, here on Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I'm here today with Mike Sheila, and we are talking about LinkedIn and how impactful and powerful it can be for your business. I hope that you picked up some pointers over the course of our first segment. Let's jump right back into it and find out what we can know to really be empowered and impactful with our LinkedIn presence. All right, so let's jump into the nitty-gritty of it, all right? Okay. You've convinced me that I need to now use LinkedIn as much as many others have convinced us that we need to use Twitter, we need to use Facebook. So what do I do? How do I make it work effectively for my business?
The first thing you want to do is you want to optimize your profile. And in many regards, that's pretty simple. In order to have an optimized LinkedIn profile, you need a profile picture. You need to have your contact info under the advice for contact section. You need to have at least 50 connections on LinkedIn. And you want to have at least one recommendation for each job that you have posted on your LinkedIn profile. And once you've done those things, your profile in the eyes of LinkedIn is what they call optimized. And then to take the next step, there are several key components to your profile. I mentioned your profile picture. I always tell people, make the investment. Get the professional headshot taken. And then update it every 3 to 5 years. That's so that it looks like you and continues to look like you. And then next to your profile picture is what LinkedIn calls your headline. And that's important because by default, LinkedIn will just put the job title of your most recent job in that slot. But it is a field that you can edit, and it has up to 120 characters. What I recommend to people is to use those 120 characters with keywords relevant to their industry, meaning that if you're a salesperson like me and you're trying to attract customers, what keywords would a customer look up? Because the customer is not going to look up dynamic sales professional, which a lot of people like to write in their headline, or experienced or seasoned. A hiring manager, a potential client, they don't look up those things. So look at yourself from the position of your potential client or your potential hiring manager and think, what keywords are they looking for? Because once you have a full and complete LinkedIn profile, there's actually an analytics feature to LinkedIn that moves you up the rankings, meaning that you and I could have the same skills, the same credentials for an opportunity, but because I've done a better job of putting keywords in, my profile is going to show above yours. And depending on how many people show above yours dictates whether or not you're on the first page, that front page that they see, or if you're on page 2 or 3 or 4. And you know, there's the old saying where it's the best place to hide a body. That's page 2 of the Google search engine. Mm-hmm. Because generally speaking, once you get past the first 10, people don't look anymore. Optimizing your profile allows you to move to the front of the line.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And then with that, you want to have full and complete information for your job history, for your education. There is a section for interests. And this is your chance to be a little friendly. I had a great experience about a year ago with an IT director for a big spice company here in Maryland. And when I was reading through her LinkedIn profile, under her interest, she had written Rock Band, the video game. We get on the conference call. We're waiting for everybody else in the party to show up. And I said, Barbara, I have to ask you, you put Rock Band under your interest. How did that come about? And she said, oh, we had a party at work and somebody brought it in. And I thought it was a hoot. And I bought it for my grandkids and they loved it. And I play it all the time. And by doing that, you're creating an authenticity, a sincerity that, again, is sales 101, but if you know that stuff ahead of time about someone, before you've called them, it just makes the conversation so much easier. By putting in interests, you give people an idea of the things that you're passionate about, and you get an idea of the things that they're passionate about, and it gives you that opportunity to find that common ground and relate to them. And once you've done that section, you want to fill out your volunteer section. And I tell everybody, you don't have a volunteer section on your profile because you don't volunteer. You need to fix that today. That goes on the to-do list right after you're done listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm. You go find something that you're passionate about and you give up your time. And that could be 2 hours once a month. That could be you are now a board director for this whatever you're passionate about. Find a way to become involved with that cause because it's great frontline networking. It makes you feel good, And it's going to open a world of opportunities that you just did not recognize. Because, again, if you care about something and somebody reads that, they're going to identify with that with you. And that might be the small hinge that makes the difference between you getting an appointment and not getting an appointment, you getting a customer and not getting a customer. Because you believe in the same things.
Wow. You've actually got me so that I actually brought up my LinkedIn account and am looking at some of the big gaping holes that I have in it based on what you just suggested it here. In spite of the fact that, you know, I have people that ask me just about every day if they can, you know, connect with me on LinkedIn. So that's interesting. So, I mean, how you said there's an algorithm that the more connections you get, the more visible your profile becomes to people. You know, the question I guess that initially pops up into my mind is, what people are you visible then to? Is that going to be based a whole lot off of that headline?
That is part of it. It's keywords as much as anything else. And if I have five or six keywords relative to my industry and you only have one or two, they're going to see my profile first.
That makes sense.
That's an oversimplification of how it works, because I will not pretend to say that I know everything that LinkedIn puts into the analytics, but that's kind of the nuts and bolts of how it works.
Sure. So, you know, let's just, for people who did like I did and in the middle of listening, they popped up their LinkedIn profile. Let's just go through it, you know, kind of quickly one more time here. So I've got my picture, got my name. You know, I don't think those two things are going to change much, you know, other than I did like your comment about making sure that you – you know, you have an updated picture as opposed to your high school yearbook photo.
Yes.
And then right below my name, at least on the view I'm looking at right now, I have essentially my title and my company. And you're saying that I should change that to keywords about what I do / what people that would want to work with me are looking for.
Correct.
Okay.
Because they really don't care about the name of your company or your title. And that's in your profile too, right? It's under your summary. The first thing they're going to see is those keywords. And if that syncs up with what they're trying to accomplish, it makes the process a lot easier.
And so have you found that it should just be keywords? You know, should it be 120 characters of keyword, key phrases, and not have, you know, filler words like we and are? Or, you know, should it be readable?
Great point. It does not have to be readable. If you look at mine, the only attempt that I make to make mine readable is, in my industry, there's something called managed services and professional services. And rather than write services twice and take up that valuable space, I wrote managed and professional services. Because if a customer writes managed services, I'm going to pop up because both words are there. If they write professional services, I'm going to pop up because both words are there.
Okay. I just popped over and looked to see what you're meaning. So I get that. And then we do tell them where we're from, and the category, essentially, that our business, what we do, fits into.
Yeah, and that's all set up when you first log in your profile. And if you go into your account settings, you can adjust those. If you were to leave sales and go to operations, for example, you can make those changes.
Right. And then right below that is where we're going to put the name of our current company, and where we went, you know, where we got our education from, which again is part of the initial setup of your profile usually.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So now I've got my LinkedIn profile set up good. How does that then work for really bringing in sales?
The part that we've just built is what I refer to as the passive attraction. You've now optimized your profile for that casual viewer that's looking for something, and you could very well be that something they're looking for.
Okay.
It's very broad, but you've made it so that if somebody needs your services and they decide to go to LinkedIn to look for them, you're going to come to the top of the profile to be seen for that. Now, the other side of LinkedIn is what I call active attraction, where you are going out and engaging in a manner that also attracts people to you, but you're being more forthright about it. And there's a handful of things that you can do with that. First, you have the option to do daily updates, and that's a lot like what people know about Facebook. You know, what's your status? One of the nice things about that status update is that you can add a toggle button to also tweet your status. Now, if you do that, it limits you to the Twitter limitation, which I think is 160 characters or 140. I always forget.
140.
But it'll give you that limit if you turn that on. But it's not automatic. The nice thing is you just got something that's tweet worthy. You click the button, it posts it to your LinkedIn profile, and then it tweets it for you as well. Nice little time saving feature. And I recommend with that some kind of daily engagement. And what I normally do for those updates, I'll say something specific about a client that I've worked with, you know, thanks ABC Company for becoming my newest client. I will also share blog posts from my connection. Somebody writes something that really struck me as relevant or credible or useful or valuable. I'll share it there, and I'll ask my connections, you know, what do you think of this? Has this impacted your business or your life? Just to try and get the conversation going. And I try to have an update like that, like I said, at least once a day. And if you really want to focus it in on business, you can strategically every day share content relevant to your industry that either you created or, again, you saw an article in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or something else that people tend to value. You share that content. And at the end of the week, you now have these five different thoughts that you've engaged your audience on. You can now summarize each one of them and do a weekly blog post through LinkedIn's Pulse. For people that aren't comfortable writing, my degree is English literature. I wrote a ton of papers in college, and I'm very used to writing, and I enjoy writing. But for the people that aren't and they want to take advantage of what a blog can bring, take each of those articles that you posted about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and do a 2-3 sentence summary of each one, and then ask your audience to give their feedback about what they thought. Now you've put together this weekly compendium of information relevant to your industry, and then you're circulating that out through LinkedIn's blog platform, which is called Pulse. Then you can take that weekly pulse and drive it even farther with LinkedIn groups. And groups are great because they're communities for like-minded information. You can join alumni groups. You can join groups for enthusiasts like runners groups or sports groups. You can join groups specific to your industry. You can join groups specific to your title. You can join groups specific to your interests. You can join groups specific to a geography. You know, many salespeople have a very specific territory that they're allowed to work. And by joining groups relevant to your territory, it can really help you focus down to an audience that can best serve you. once you've written that LinkedIn Pulse blog, you can then share it to your groups. You're getting a different audience now. And again, I wrote this blog about XYZ opportunity and wanted to get your thoughts and feedback. Have you ever been in this experience before? How did you handle this situation? Have you done some of the things I recommended? What did you do differently, and how did that help you? You're driving conversation. You're positioning yourself as a thought leader. On LinkedIn, you can join up to 100 groups now. And on average, most people are in about 10. And it's really, it's a great platform to get in front of potential decision makers, because the other thing that you can do with groups is you can directly send messages to people that you're not connected to. So on LinkedIn, unless somebody's a first-degree connection, you don't have direct access to send them a message unless you pay for it with LinkedIn's InMail program, or you share a group with them and you can message them through the group. You can do up to 15 of those a month.
LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. It has some really great focused groups that are business people in a particular niche. So, you know, you're not going to join every single solitary group, but you can find some groups in there that are exactly the niche that you're looking for, and then you can be able to work with them. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Mike Sheila. We're talking to you today specifically about LinkedIn, how to be able to use it as a powerful tool in building your business and in networking with other businesses. Okay, so I can see a lot of advantage that LinkedIn would have for us, for our business, for attracting the right kind of clients, making the right kind of connections. Mm-hmm. Let's take it from the other direction. What do you say to the people that are they're entrenched in Facebook? Let's use as an example, because Facebook has pages, they have profiles, they have mm-hmm. groups. What do you say to them about why they should be using LinkedIn rather than Facebook, or in addition to, whichever way is better to say that?
Sure. I think the biggest differentiator, one thing I personally find frustrating with Facebook, is Facebook doesn't show you everything. Meaning you have 500 friends on Facebook, you may only be seeing updates from 100 of them or 150 of them. And even when you like a page on Facebook, unless you go and check off that extra box to be notified every time they update, and let's be candid, how many people do that? You're missing a lot of the content, which means the people that like your Facebook page, the majority of them are missing the content that you're pushing out. They're not being notified. Whereas every time I write a LinkedIn Pulse blog, all of my 3,000 connections on LinkedIn get a little notification that Mike just posted this blog about.
Okay. All right. So, if I can break it down a little bit, then the number one thing is you have to be set up right. You have to have your structure so that it is a platform that's going to support you. Secondarily, you have to have connections with people that you want to actually be connected with for business, as opposed to, it being your mom and your cousin and the next door neighbor and people like that.
And not to say those people don't have value. I was tutoring a college student a couple weeks ago, and she made the flippant comment that, oh, my mom doesn't have a LinkedIn profile. And as we were doing some research, she goes, oh, my gosh, there's my mom. Hmm. I said, you didn't know your mom had a profile. Now I'll bet you'll be even more surprised when you see what connection she has. You never know if Uncle Phil is connected to the hiring manager at the company that you want to go work for. Hmm. But you'll never know that until you build that relationship. Make those connections, connect those dots.
And so then after that, it just really becomes a matter, like on all social media, of providing relevant and impactful content that adds value to the world, to your tribe, to the people you're connected to.
Yep. Engagement and positioning yourself as a thought leader. And in addition to that, LinkedIn is a fantastic research tool. And again, if we're comparing to Facebook for a moment, a lot of times you just cannot find that person on Facebook. It can be very difficult if you type in someone's name to find them, even though you generally, like maybe you went to high school with them or you went to college with them and you're trying to track down old friends. But with LinkedIn, you can be very targeted and very specific. I type in the name Bob Smith, I'm going to get 10,000, 20,000 hits. But if I want to refine that to a Bob Smith that works at ABC company that's in the Washington, D.C. metro area, now I have a much more manageable list. And if I remember that Bob Smith also knows my friend Frank, well, when I find a Bob Smith that has a mutual connection with Frank, that's probably the Bob Smith I'm looking for.
I really like it because, you know, I mean, I have to admit that, you know, LinkedIn has kind of been an also-ran in my life and in my business. You know, I mean, I'm looking at it. I actually have 497 connections, so I must be doing something right, but it's not something that makes it into my weekly, you know, thought process when I'm thinking about my social media marketing.
Yeah, LinkedIn is the first app I open up when I get up in the morning, and it's the last thing I check before I go to bed. Hmm.
So what would you say, what impact has it had on your sales? I mean, can you give us like a quantifiable, it's increased my sales by X percent or something like that, that people who are still just fighting us on this embracing LinkedIn thing would be able to attach themselves to?
I'll give you a great example. I met a gentleman at a networking event probably about 8 years ago and shook his hand, exchanged business cards. A couple days later, I see him written up in the local business journal that he's going to be a keynote speaker. And I sent him a message through LinkedIn, said, "Hey, Wayne, you know, good luck with the event. I hope it's a big success." He quickly writes back, "Thanks, Mike." A couple weeks after that, a friend of mine is looking for a job, and I know that he's a great fit for Wayne's company. I send Wayne a LinkedIn message again and say, "Wayne, my friend Derek is open to some new opportunities. I think you'd love to talk to him." Wayne immediately calls me, and we spend 20 minutes on the phone talking about my friend Derek. And at the end of the conversation, Wayne says to me, "By the way, Mike, what is it that you do?" And I now have an opportunity to tell him about my company and what we do and our value proposition. He quickly introduces me to his office manager and shortly thereafter becomes a customer. That actually wasn't the big win from that one. A couple of years later, there's another write-up in the local business journal about a bank here in Baltimore that's going through some explosive growth, and they're interviewing the CEO of the bank. And I look up her name on LinkedIn, and wouldn't you know it, she knows my friend Wayne. And I reached out to Wayne through LinkedIn and said, "Hey, Wayne, I read this great article about Mary in the journal this weekend. Would you mind introducing me to her?" And he writes back, "I'm not going to introduce you to Mary, but I am going to introduce you to the person that I do all my project work for, because I do a lot of work for them." And within a span of 60 days, I went from having no contact at that bank to signing the largest client of my professional history. Mm. And that's really, when you're doing LinkedIn properly, that's what it does for you. That's the power.
And I think that more than anything, the thing that a person really needs to embrace is, you know, is that power of connection. I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, in my age range, you know, I'm 48, so, you know, the 45 plus. Or what was it I saw the other day, you know, the 36 to 50 range.
Well, I'm in that bucket with you then.
You know, the resistance to social media being a regular daily part of our business is something that we just really can't afford as a business to ignore anymore. We really need to embrace it and use it to its fullest.
And what I tell people is you're going to devote an hour to 2 hours to really optimizing your profile. You know, we did a very truncated version of things on your podcast today. But you're going to spend about an hour to 2 hours to really put that profile together. And then once you've done that, it's 15, 20 minutes of maintenance a day.
And what would the impact of having 15 or 20 minutes – you know, after you've spent the hour or two to get set up right,
mm-hmm.
what would the impact of having 15 or 20 minutes do on a person's business? I think everybody should really think about that as they're listening to this and then really embrace their opportunity to be able to grow their business, to bring in new connections and ultimately new customers.
Yes, that really is it. Certainly from that passive standpoint, To be top of mind and be the thought leader, it opens so many doors for you, makes your business so much easier to perform.
Be top of mind. Be a thought leader. Be the person that people think of when they're looking for somebody to answer a specific need in their business. I hope you're getting some great information. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people. If you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So, Mike, I'm sure there are people that would like to go deeper, dig further into this with you. What could they do to connect with you?
Naturally, I'm on LinkedIn. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike Shelah, MikeSHelah. I do have a Facebook page, Mike Shelah Consulting. And you can go to my website, www.mikeshelah.com. And for the listeners today, there's 2 incentives. First, anybody listening to the podcast today can go to my website and they can sign up for a free 3-page report where I go through the top 12 items of their profile and I give them my 5 top tips and tricks, most of which we didn't discuss today in your call. And that's free. They sign up for it a few days later, they get their report, and they can enact They can act on anything they want from those 12 points and use any of the top five tips that they feel is relevant to them. Beyond that, people that want to really do more or they feel they need some more help, I do one-on-one coaching sessions. And for all of your listeners today, they're going to get 50% off their first coaching session, which is generally 90 minutes. And I charge $250 for that session. But any listener that mentions your podcast when they go to sign up will get $125 off. And it's either in person if they're in the Washington, D.C. metro area, or it's via Skype or some other WebEx that we can interact with. And it's a full 90-minute session for just $125.
That's great. We really appreciate that, Mike. So that's MikeSciela.com. It's spelled MikeSciela.com.
Correct.
Get 50% off for, you know, for a 90-minute coaching session that you can get for $125. That's a really, really good deal.
Well, thank you. I wanted to do something that would make people say, you know what? Let's do it. Let's take the chance. Let's take the next step.
I really appreciate that. So, Mike, we like to leave people in action. We like to give them something specific that they could do today, at the very least this week, to really, you know, act on what we've been teaching them here today. So what are the first couple of things that a person should do right now?
Get that profile picture cleaned up and add those keywords to your headline. Do it today. It'll take you 5 minutes. You'll be glad you did it.
Okay, so get yourself a good profile picture. I mean, really, let's be honest, folks. If you don't have a good professional-looking headshot, you know, find somebody that has the capability that's beyond, you know, your daughter who's taking selfies all day long.
Yes. Although my daughter is 14. She's pretty accomplished at taking selfies. She could probably take a halfway profile picture of me.
Well, and just as I was saying that, I was thinking, it's like, oh, I don't know. Actually, my 16-year-old probably could take some of the best pictures people would get on their thing. So maybe what you do actually want to do is go to your teenager and have them take the picture for you. When they say it's a good picture, it'll work online. Trust me.
Yep. But you make a good point. You don't want the picture to be with your spouse, with your dog, with your cat, with your car, with your family, wearing a sombrero, you know, drinking a beer. You don't want any of that. You want a nice, clear, neutral background, and you want the picture to be fairly close up to your face so people can really see your features and they know that it's you. Mm. And most professional headshots, that's exactly what they look like. But if you don't, you know, for whatever reason financially, you don't have the $100 to make the investment today, go find a good neutral background and have somebody take a picture of you wearing professional attire.
Yeah. And so then the second part is, rather than it saying, I'm the owner of, you know, or whatever, put the keywords in. What do you do? And you really need to think of that in the terms of what are the keywords that your customers are searching for? You know, I mean, it's such a intricate, normal part of what we should be doing online, but is probably one of the most overlooked things that people do is using search words that aren't the words that people, you know, that are searching for them would be searching for.
Yes. Adding seasoned dynamic professional is not going to help you, but picking four or five words that resonate to your industry, things that you have a skill set in, can help you tremendously.
This has been Mike Sciela from MikeSciela.com. Keep in mind that he has a 50% off for his first session with him just for mentioning Thriving Entrepreneur. Mike, I really appreciate you taking the time today to engage with us and help us, you know, really want to embrace LinkedIn as part of our social media platform.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity. I had a lot of fun.
So are you convinced? Do you find yourself now challenged to embrace LinkedIn as part of your social media approach to your target market, to the niche that you serve as a business? I hope that we've given you some practical things to think about. And also, I hope that we've given you some encouragement to do networking with LinkedIn, that you won't just find yourself, thinking of LinkedIn as the redheaded stepchild, but that you will actually embrace it and you will say to yourself, hey, look, you know, I really want to be impactful on social media, not just on Facebook, not just on Twitter, and not just on LinkedIn, but on all of them. You want to have an empowered and impactful social media presence so that the world knows you, that people like you and people trust you. Now, if you're interested in talking in more detail with Kathy and I ever about things that we can do to help you improve your know, like, and trust factor, we are always here to help you thrive. I want to remind you today, like I do every time we get together, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week. We'll be back with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.